This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. The campaign manager of former U.S. President Donald Trump's 2020 re-election bid will testify Monday before the special House committee investigating the attack of the U.S. Capitol by Trump supporters on January 6, 2021. The committee will also hear testimony from a former U.S. prosecutor based in the southeastern state of Georgia. Georgia was one of several key states that Trump lost to Democrat Joe Biden and where his allies sought to overturn the final results, citing unfounded assertions of election fraud. The hearings come as members of the committee say there is enough evidence for the Justice Department to consider a criminal indictment against former President Trump for seeking to overturn the 2020 election. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Democratic Representative Adam Schiff, chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, says the DOJ should be investigating any credible allegation of criminal activity by Trump, and he thinks there is such evidence.
There are certain actions, parts of these different lines of effort to overturn the election that I don't see evidence the Justice Department is investigating.
Representative Jamie Raskin, also a Democrat, says he doesn't wish to browbeat Attorney General Merrick Garland, but the committee believes Trump violated criminal law. Garland hasn't indicated what he might do. Trump has denied all wrongdoing. Audio courtesy ABC This Week with George Stephanopoulos. I'm Julie Walker.
A bipartisan group of U.S. senators on Sunday announced an agreement on a framework for potential gun safety legislation. The agreements include support for state red flag laws and tougher background checks for gun buyers under 21 years old, as well as new efforts to improve school safety and mental health programs. But the proposal falls far short of